Hi there, Gary. Gary, thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's actually included, answer any questions that you have, and then because it is a brand new company, of course, you do qualify for the reduced rate for young companies. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. We need something. We try to find someone to call. We Google it. And for you, especially, I mean, it's a brand new company, right? That's what's going to be very powerful for you, because people won't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they go on Google, they go on Bing, they're looking for the keywords related to the services that you provide. Your company and that website will pop up as a top option. Of course, that means you'll get phone calls. I mean, a website's a powerful conversion tool. It's great in letting the people who see it know that you're in the area, that you provide the service. If they're looking for that service, they can see before and after photos and things like that. Right now, though, your website, I mean, it's kind of like a digital business card. People have to be told what your website name is. And, of course, what you want is for people who don't already know the name of your company, especially being that it's brand new, to find you. I mean, just as a young company, obviously, traditional word of mouth is not yet that reliable factor bringing in new business, but everybody uses Google, and every new client that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services again for a different project or recommend you to their friends. It's really going to help you to kind of establish yourself in the area. Now, of course, the service that we offer is month to month. There's no long-term contract. Our job, of course, is just to keep your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. And it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook. There'd be Facebook paid ads as well, that social media campaign. And, of course, we can target anywhere in your service area, promoting, of course, your website. Now, the new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at some point down the road. It really is kind of like an assistance program, just to make it more affordable for younger companies, because although it is month to month, we know that our clients do keep the service long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. You'd see a savings actually of a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'd save $300 a month, bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. So again, there's no cost per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. One thing that Lulu attached here was Angie Leads. I also found a Yelp listing for your business. So as a young company, you've got already a little bit of an online presence, which is fantastic. Are you using Angie right now? I mean, have you gotten any leads yet?
We joined Angie, but we didn't buy any leads yet. We're just in the process of all that. So we're not officially going to be open for business, I think, until the 1st of August. We're still building our showroom and gathering everything. So,
nice.
Yeah, but we did join Angie. And say there's, you know, they're very popular and they're very, you know, reliable for leads and things, but they're also pretty expensive.
They are expensive. The focus for them is completely different than what we do. I mean, obviously, their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. They do generate those leads basically by advertising quite heavily on Google, and then they capture those leads and flip them, right, to you and a few of your competitors. It's a shared lead.
Exactly.
So it's always like a few of this business is getting the same exact lead. Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, that happens a lot. People are just looking for estimates. You all still pay for that lead, right? But what this does is it gets the power of work to Google to work for you, right? People don't have to go through Angie, but more people use Google. I mean, I know Angie is very popular, but more people use Google. And when they just type in, you know, window installer near me or whatever they type in, right? You're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you as long as it's a service that you provide and as long as it's in your service area. Now, that flat rate, like I said, is all inclusive, no taxes or fees or surcharges. And of course, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system too. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases. Now, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Of course, we're promoting your phone number, your website. Now, I did reduce the cost of that package. That's our platinum package, which I think is really ideal for your service area, being that you are willing to travel maybe even a little bit further for the right job, you know, about 50 miles or so. That platinum package will be perfect for you. It does have Facebook ads included. And while I did reduce the cost of the package itself from $5.99 down to $2.99, I actually did not reduce the $100 of Facebook ads each month. That's still part of it. And Facebook ads are super affordable, like 20, maybe 22 cents per click. So $100 of Facebook ads is about 400 clicks in a month from people that are in your area would find your website on their Facebook page and then be able to call you directly. Just another way for people to find you and for you to get more jobs. Now, I mean, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, we were looking into Facebook too as well. We kind of created a Facebook page and
we
joined a bunch of groups that we thought we could post to, you know.
Nice.
But we haven't pulled the trigger on all this yet because we're still in the building stage of opening.
Well, I think it's ideal timing for you. I mean, you said you're opening like the 1st of August. So, I mean, it's not meant to inundate you with phone calls overnight, right? There is a process of getting on that first page. We have to get you verified and recognized by Google and Bing as well. We have to create the content that Google wants to see, all the different destinations and directories, and then, of course, the Facebook ads too. But if you're even able to start taking phone calls in about 2-3 weeks and then start booking the work, this would be perfect timing for you. And, I mean, the Facebook, like you said, it's already something that you know is important, something that you're getting started here. This would have ads running in the areas you want to be found in. And we don't just draw a 50-mile service area around you. We focus on specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. Facebook works a little bit different. I mean, obviously on Google and Bing, someone is typing something in. They're looking for something specifically, trying to find somewhere to go or someone to call or some piece of knowledge they're trying to get. On Facebook, people are just kind of, you know, looking for something to look at. But again, if they're in your area and they know they've got a project or two in the back of their head, when they see your ads for windows and doors and they see your website, that gives them an opportunity to reach out to you. So it's a great way to reach more people. Like I said, that $100 is still included. Now, it is a position that we're actively filling. I think Lulu's first or second call went to you today. And then she's saying that you'd be ideal for this, and after speaking with you, I think you would too. I mean, I know that, you know, you're officially not yet open, but the timing seems like it would still be okay. It would still work out fine, and you've got the right idea. You know, you've got that website, and congratulations on that. I talk to business owners all the time that say, oh, I know I need a website. I just, you know, I haven't gotten to it yet. I mean, that's something that you did right away, right? But a website only works when people see it. You know, obviously, if they don't see it, it's kind of like a billboard on a dirt road, right? You can have the biggest billboard. You could have music playing 24/7. You can have spotlights. You could have dancing girls next to it. But if people don't know that it's there, if people don't drive past it, they don't even see it. So this drives traffic to your website. It puts your website right on that first page, which is where most people are looking. Now, it is month-to-month for a good reason, and that, of course, means you can stop at any time, No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You could pause it seasonally if you had to, but as long as you're using the service, it is that fixed rate. Like I said, the new business rate is not an introductory rate. It'll never go up on you, but it's designed for us to keep your phone ringing. I mean, it has to work for you to want to keep the service. We've been doing this ourselves since 2004, almost 20 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary before the end of the year. I think that's a long time. I mean, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page, that is a very long time. Now, the name of the company is Local Splash. Of course, we're not Google. Anyone calling you and telling you that they're Google or, you know, kind of telling stories. Google doesn't deal with the medium-sized businesses. They've got a division that works with chains of 100 or more, kind of nationwide chains. But for less than that, they started a partnership program about 9.5 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program, already a dozen years of experience. I'm sending you a link to our pricing page. Again, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. And the link, Gary, that I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So if you can, you know, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Did you? Yes. Okay. Perfect. I guess I'm trying to open it now.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah, I see the link. So,
nice.
So,
like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. You can see the work that you're getting. You can see the keywords you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual keyword. You know where people are when they're looking for your services, what they're typing in. You can also monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms, again, because we are creating all the content that Google wants to see, whether it's something like Yelp or Facebook that most people are aware of, or all the different destinations and directories that most people are not aware of. We create that content not for your customers, but for Google to see. Of course, it's the businesses that have the most relevant content that populate ahead of their competitors. So good for you. It's not the guy that's been around the longest or has the biggest company or even does the best job in town, but with the right content, you would be on that first page ahead of your competition, competing even with the well-established businesses. Now, we've been around, like I said, for almost 20 years, 4.9 out of 5 customer satisfaction rating. Now, obviously, it's month to month, but our clients keep the service because it's profitable. You'll see a blue tinted photo. It says our process outlines kind of some of the things that we do in the beginning and ongoing. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner and a box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside it. Now, Gary, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. It's not a dead link. If it was, it would be a dead giveaway. But you can actually click right on that. It goes directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner. That's our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, and, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google regularly makes at least small changes to their PAC algorithm. They share those changes with us ahead of the time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Now, for the SEO packages, like I said, we're talking about the Platinum package, which is ideal for you. You already do have a website, so you wouldn't even need that landing page that's part of it right there in the middle. But everything on there, even a couple of bells and whistles I might be able to include, thrown in, like account performance assurance and specialists and things like that. We do have a dedicated account manager that you would be able to speak with if you needed to. Other than that, of course, we have 24/7 emails that our client support team responds to same day or the next business day if they get it after hours. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday as well from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's Eastern time, of course. Now, the package itself, like I said, is $5.99, but it's going to be $2.99 for you. So I'm cutting that cost in half. That rate would never go up on you. It is our new business rate, but even if you keep the service long-term, become a well-established business, you'd still be looking at $2.99. Even if we raise our prices, and sometimes we do. I've been with the company myself for a little bit over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. In that time, we've raised our prices 3 times. I'm not saying that we would raise our prices anytime soon, but if it happens, your price would not go up. It would stay at that $299. Now, one thing I can do, you've got Angie already, and you might start paying for leads. I'm trying to help you by maybe getting your phone ringing instead. Like you said, those leads are expensive. And even my clients that have success and experience paying for leads, whether it's with Angie or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients, once we get their phone ringing, they pause their leads. Okay, they don't want to deal with the headache, hassle, and frustration or the cost of paying for leads that go out to their competitors. So you'd probably do the same thing. But there's a promo code in our system. It's not for Angie's. It's specifically, though, just for someone who's paying for advertising elsewhere. And I know you haven't started that yet, but you do have that active profile page. So I'm going to take $100 off of your setup fee. You've got the website already. Like I said, we don't have to build out a landing page or upgrade it to a website. We can promote the existing website. I'm going to take another $100 off of your setup fee there, save you $200 off of your setup fee. Just a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the very first month, and then every month after that, it would just be that $299. So you're saving $500 in your first month, saving $300 every month after that that you keep the service. Now, obviously, when we get your phone ringing, the phone number that we're speaking on, I mean, this is the number that you want your customers to call. It's the number that's on your website. Is it also the best number, Gary, for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, right now. And in the future, maybe as early as August or before I officially open, and we're looking to get maybe a toll-free number. You know, but it's
perfect.
Something we're just looking at right now. We haven't actually implemented it, but so that's something that I can change as soon as that's implemented, right?
Absolutely. I was just about to say, we can change or update any content, any information, add more services and things like that when, if it comes up. There's no cost at all for us to update anything. Like I said, it's always a fixed rate no matter what. I did see an address. It's on the Angie, the 225 South Virginia Street. Is that your home address?
That's my home. Yeah, that's the home address.
Okay. And what's the actual business address?
They shouldn't have
that address with you. Yeah, I know. I assumed it was the home address because just my experience talking to business owners, it's almost always the home address with Home Advisor or Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. What's the address of the business?
It's 517 East 3rd Street, and that's Hobart. It's Hobart, Indiana, 46342.
You said Bird.
So it's in the same town.
Okay, gotcha.
Hobart, H-O-B. It's H-O-B-A-R-T. Everybody says Hobart. You spell it, you pronounce it the way it sounds, or the way it's spelled, it's Hobart.
Yeah, it's Hobart. It looks like Hobart.
Yeah.
But the street, did you say that was Bird? B-I-R-D?
No, third, number
third.
Three. So it's third.
Okay, I got you. Like the number three, third. Okay, so 517 East 3rd Street, and that's in Hobart. And then, of course, we're promoting ThermoGuardWindow.com as your website. Oh, Gary, Lulu never did get your last name.
Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R.
Okay, Mr. Connor, perfect. And then if you don't have any questions for me, I mean, assuming this is something that you want to try out at least for a month and see how well it works, and, of course, give us the opportunity to earn your business 1 month at a time, I would do a couple of things from here. I would schedule a follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview. So that's where we kind of verify information off of your website, verify information that I have here, make sure that we've got all the information that we need to promote your business, mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, anything unique about your business. You know, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in mm-hmm. a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing, Mr. Connor, that I would be doing here would be to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google Premier partners, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we've reduced both the cost of the service itself and that one-time setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Gary, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Connor. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
ThermoGuard Windows and Doors.
Okay. And the and is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word, not Andy spelled out?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
That's right.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Gary, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Gary Connor, owner.
Okay.
President.
Mr. Connor, as the owner and president of ThermoGuard Windows and Doors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then
the official, I'm sorry, can I back up just a second?
Absolutely.
When I incorporated the business, and I actually made the mistake, but it's fine now, it's a... The official name is ThermoGuard Window with no S.
Okay.
And the and sign and then doors. Put the S on the doors, but I didn't put the S on the windows, and it came back that way. I'm like, whatever.
that's how it's registered officially. But we can brand
it's
your business.
It's officially registered.
Okay, gotcha. But we'll brand it with the S included. I mean, obviously that's how you want your company to appear, and that's how we'll be branding
right.
with the S on the windows. Okay. And then
okay, that's fine.
It doesn't have to be an exact match of how it's officially registered. You can brand it with your, like a lot of times, incorporated, right? But you don't want the INC to be part of the branding in the business. Yeah. So things like that, that's okay.
Right.
As long as it's closely related to how your business is registered, and it's, as long as it's the same business, obviously providing the same services, then you're okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Gary, are you an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. And then just to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to find your website, able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, even text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Connor, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Perfect. You'd be surprised. Sometimes I call my client. I'm calling the business number. It goes to voicemail. It goes to mailbox full or not even set up, which I'm always concerned when that happens, because I know if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not even set up, I'm probably not going to try to call them later on. I'm probably going to find someone else to call. So we don't want you missing those opportunities.
Yeah.
long as you answer the phone.
To me, that would be a missed opportunity for sure, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, if I call somebody and got their voice now, I'm like, well, you know, I'm looking for a service. I'll keep looking.
Exactly. I'm trying to get this taken care of right now. I'm looking for someone to call. I thought I found someone. I called them. They don't answer. Well, let me try somebody else to call, right? So, again, I mean.
That's the whole concept of Google is the convenience.
Exactly.
Saying, hey, Google, Google it, right? It's like, okay, it's at your fingertips. Boom, there's a company. Let's call them and see what they got. You know?
It is. The world's
content.
It's
all about the convenience of it. Right.
The world's content at the touch of a button or two, or even like you said, voice activated. It is right there in our pocket or purse, and everyone uses it all the time. But yeah, it only does work, obviously, when you answer the phone. Our job is to get it ringing, have people call you. Your job to speak with those people and provide the service. Now, it does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, like you said, it's month to month. I'm aware of the Yelp page. I'm aware also that you may start paying for leads with Angie. No conflict there. The reason that we even ask is all the content that we'll create. We want to make sure, first of all, that you're not paying someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or even more important, though, is that we'll always make sure, right down to the ampersand, to the S on the windows, the S on the doors, make sure that your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that content is accurate. Mr. Connor, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. I mean, like I say, it's a small business. Got to watch where the money goes.
And
you don't want things
like I said, this
overlapping each other.
This is all inclusive. Yeah, you don't want to be paying someone else for services that we're already providing. And like I said, this might even help you to save money to keep your leads paused with Angie or cap your leads at a lower amount. And it's a lot easier to budget for. Like I said, it's that fixed rate, same amount. And I we'll get to that in a second here. In the voice verification. But yeah, I mean, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. So we always make sure that that information is accurate. We do it in the beginning. We do it periodically too. But if anything new does come along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that everything is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the cost of the subscription itself and even reducing the cost of that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 9th of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Gary, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month and a further reduced rate of exactly $299.00. And again, Mr. Connor, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Connor, all that we would request to prevent the charge to that following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Gary, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Connor, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does actually conclude the voice verification. That initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name right now. I'm actually still waiting on my business cards to come through the mail. They're supposed to have been here last week, but the holiday kind of messed that up. So.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm using my personal credit card right now, which is still fine. I'm just going to...
If it ends up being just the one payment on this card, once you get the other card, you can either have us update that card information, or that's one of the things that you can do through the client dashboard. You can update billing information right there on your own. Is there any middle initial?
I'll be doing that.
Oh, perfect. Is it Gary Connor?
It's Gary D. Connor, as in Dale.
You said D, like Dale? D, like David?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4094 5107 9707 3720.
And the expiration month and year?
12/26.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
777.
Okay, so we've got 777.
Yeah.
You won the lottery or the slot machine with that one. 777. And it was December of
2026.
Exactly. It was December of 2026. Okay. The card itself was 4094-5107-9707-3720.
That is correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 517 East Hobart or the home address? It would be the home address, right?
The home address.
Okay, so that's 225 South Virginia, same city, state, and zip code, though.
Okay. Yes.
And then in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. And again, that's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they get that email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to actually schedule your follow-up call with our technician, your client interview. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half hour, gets you at the beginning part of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half hour after that. I could get you in, I think it'd be too short notice for 11 o'clock. They like a little advance notice. But I could do 12 noon or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there is a 3 o'clock available, and we're booked out for the rest of the day.
Let's do a 3 o'clock.
3? Okay.
Yeah, I've got some things
actually,
yeah.
the 3 o'clock, looks like they're taking a late lunch today because we've got a a company-wide meeting. Okay. Second Tuesday of the month is a company-wide meeting.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. The 2 o'clock is right. Yeah.
Perfect. So it's going to be scheduled from 2 until 3. If I happen to be in between phone calls when the technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on that call as well, and I'll try to keep my line open. Just to say a quick hello to you, to introduce you to your technician, to answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call. Of course, they'll call you no matter what. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security on your account, a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us they're with ThermoGuard Windows and Doors, even if it's you, Gary, and we do recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then even more important, especially in the next week or two, if you start getting phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question unprompted. If they can't provide that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And of course, if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or get more information or something like that, if they can't give you that information, just politely let them go. I mean, obviously the voice verification was recorded for a reason, attached to your account for the same reason, for your protection, and it clearly states it bills once a month moving forward at that flat rate, not more. Your options for your security question, though, are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Miles, M-I-L-E-S, just like how many miles you go.
Gotcha.
Long story behind it, but.
That's okay. I got it in here. Miles, I have to type it in twice to confirm, and you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system has sent out to you by now?
Yes, I have. Let's see. I have it on my phone. I haven't opened the link. I was looking for it on
by email. Either one should allow you to access it. If you do try to access it on your phone, it's much better if you turn it sideways. I've had people say that like they can see the buttons or at least see the colors at the very bottom. But they can't scroll all the way down to the bottom. I've heard that on a smartphone. But it's the one that we wanted you to see was the Local Splash initial invoice. The welcome email will be coming in just a minute or so here. But if you open up the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
I'm looking for it. I agree to receive send messages, and then the other one says I certify I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
We do want you to click on both
boxes.
Of those. Yeah, we want you to click on both of those boxes, and then the longer box below it, that's where you would type in or copy and paste Gary D. Connor. It is case sensitive. The G, D, and C are all capitalized. There is no period, though, after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field, so just Gary D., no period, Connor. Of course, G, D, and C all capitalized. Once you've got your name in that box, go ahead and click the confirm signature box to the right. That's the orange box, if you can only see the very top of it. And like I said, it should pop up a little bit more clear if you're turning your phone sideways, if you're on your phone. But once you click the confirm signature box, it does a few things. First, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced both the cost of the setup fee as well as the subscription cost. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process, and you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yes, it's a blue screen. It's asking for a username and password.
Perfect. You can actually stop right there. If you go any further, it's just going to give you an error message that we're still trying to set everything up. You are seeing that populate now, though, because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really the case. We do have to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. You will, though, get officially, when your tracking system is active, notification by email and text that it is active, along with your username and password. You can find that information, though, on the welcome email. That welcome email was sent out to just a second ago. If you want to refresh and open it up now, your username cannot be changed because it's in our system the same way. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access the information. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, then your username is just simply 219-334-5196. There's a default password. You can change that. Once your tracking system is live, you can log in and change what is right now cool video, all lowercase, no space, COOLVIDEO. You can change that if you like once you log into your account. Other than that, you did get another one. You don't have to open it up. I know we kind of sent out a lot of information right away, but Google's made the process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive, let's say. They want to make sure that every business on the first page is an active business in the local area, so they're asking us now to help prove that. So any photos of tools or equipment you can send our way, photos of the work vehicle, any business card, of course, for the workplace, if the, you know, the showroom's not active or anything like that. Google's usually fine with where you park the work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
We're in the process of the insurance should be up today. I'm waiting on the certificate to come in.
Okay.
We're also in the process of just getting a local business license for the store at the moment and general contractor for business.
It's all in process, and it's fantastic that you're getting all that started so early. It's a very young company, yeah, really hitting the ground running there, and that's fantastic. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything that you can send our way now or even later does help us to expedite the process. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then the phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, but that helps us to easily access the information, forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email. They may give you photos, PHOTOS photos at localsplash.com. If you like, you can always email the photos team directly. But you are all set and squared away there. Our automated system is going to send you an email reminder at 1 o'clock, that email reminder an hour prior to your follow-up call. But other than that, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Connor. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing more. Course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
So I got one question. If I upload some photos, can you walk me through how I do that? Where do I go to put them in or whatever? So
once your tracking system is...
I'm going to have to...
So that's not a problem.
Go ahead.
Once your tracking system is active and once it's not saying... Oops, we're still trying to set everything up. Please try again later. Once you're actually able to access that, it is pretty straightforward. There is a tutorial available, but also our client interview technician can walk you through the exact process, kind of maybe even show you what it would look like if your dashboard's not already active.
Okay.
All right.
So I wait till everything is active even before I...
Correct. Yeah,
before I... put in a username or password or anything like that.
As far as updating and uploading things on your own, yeah, the tracking system does need to be active for our system to capture it. You can always just email things to us and say, hey, you know, I'm sending it to you by email now. My tracking system is not active yet. And of course, the support at localsplash.com email would be the perfect email address for that. Other than that, you're all squared away on my end. Real pleasure speaking with you today. Hopefully I am available to speak with you when we give you that follow-up call a little bit later at 2.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your help. I got all your emails now. I was looking in my personal email, and now I clicked over to my business email. I'm like, oh, there they are, duh.
I think I've seen you guys.
I might have actually reached out to you guys a couple of days ago online. So you might have seen your.
But the Gary at Thermoguard Window.com. Is that the email you want to have? Gary@thermoguardwindow.com? Okay, perfect. Alrighty. Pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Connor. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day. Hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you in that 2 o'clock hour.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you too, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.